80 years of Visalia and Modesto playing it out on the diamond. Their final regular season game this afternoon at Valley Strong Ballpark. Good afternoon, everyone. Griffin Epstein on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. It's a warm Sunday for baseball. And Modesto and Visalia wrapping up this six-game set. Final ever regular season game between these two teams, with the Nuts ceasing operations at the end of the season. Modesto's starting lineup as they try to salvage two wins in this series. Austin St. Laurent leads off. Felnin Celestin bats second. Ricardo Cova batting third. Cesar Quintas in the cleanup spot. Gabriel Moncada bats fifth. And Ryan Piccolo batting sixth. Bottom three in the Nuts lineup: Jose Caguana, Starlin Aguilar, and George Feliz. Ready, Aiden Butler will start for Modesto. On the mound for the Rawhide, the right-hander from Pasco, Washington, Logan Mercado, makes his third start of the season. It's Mercado's ninth overall appearance, and he's had a strong start to his pro career. Right-hander played his college ball at the University of Oregon. 3.60 ERA in 20 innings of work, 17 strikeouts, does have 12 walks, 2 home runs allowed. Coming off his first pro win last Sunday at Rancho Cucamonga, tossed 5 innings, allowing 4 earned runs. Just his third start, started his Rawhide career out of the bullpen. He's moved into the Sunday starter role after the All-Star break, looking to continue that positive momentum here in his first start at Valley Strong Ballpark. 94 degrees here at first pitch. A few wispy clouds are somewhat blocking the sun at the moment, peeking in and out of the clouds, but mostly blue sky overhead. Light breeze at 7 miles per hour blowing out to right field. Mercado ready on the bump. Austin St. Laurent into the right-handed batter's box, and here's the pitch. Ball one upstairs, and we're underway. Both of these teams joined the California League in 1946. Today, their final ever meeting 80 years later. The pitch from Mercado upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes to Austin St. Laurent. Visalia has already won the series with their fourth consecutive win last night, a 5-1 W for the Rawhide. Mercado sets above the belt, kicks, and fires. Driven deep in the air to left. De La Cruz going back. See ya. Austin St. Laurent with a leadoff homer 418 feet into Recreation Park over the left field wall. What a start for the Nuts, who've scored just one run each in their last three games. They already have a run on the board here in the top of the first. And St. Laurent, his third homer of the season with Modesto. That was a changeup low in the zone, and St. Laurent pounded that over the wall. 105 off the bat. Felnin Celestin stands in. Switch hitter batting lefty. Mercado deals. Celestin pops it up on the infield, backpedaling. The shortstop, Nin, reaches up and makes the catch on the edge of the grass. One out. Rawhide defensive alignment this afternoon. Carlos Virahonda catches. Steals Fran Cabeza at first. Trent Youngblood, a rare start on the infield for him. He's at second base today. Harold Nin at short and Yasiel Soler at third. In the outfield from left to right, Abdias De La Cruz, Jose Alpuria, and Jacque Josefa. Ricardo Cova takes ball one upstairs from Mercado. Austin St. Laurent, a leadoff home run to put Modesto in front, 1-0. It's the first time this week the Nuts have scored first. 1-0 coming from Mercado. In the dirt, 2 balls, no strikes. Ends a streak of 6 games in a row for the Rawhide of scoring first. Modesto broke what would have been a shutout with 2 outs in the ninth last night. Cesar Quintas at a solo blast to left. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Just 2 batters later, but on the next day, St. Laurent with another long ball. 3 home runs for the Nuts this week here in Visalia. 2-1 pitch. Just missed upstairs. 3 balls and 1 strike. Cotto sets on the heart of the rubber. Dives the shoulders and throws. Fouled straight back. account worked full to Kova. Emmanuel Perez calling the balls and strikes today. Xander Huddleston in the field. Two-man California League crew has done a great job this week. Here's the payoff from Mercado. Popped up. Foul. He'll do it again.
That's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. Call just that 747.
Fried pitching has been excellent this week. Visalia entered today on just five combined runs over their last four games. Mercado deals. Driven into shallow center. Youngblood racing out, and it will be over his shoulder and down for a hit. Off the glove of Alpuria. Kova's going to try for a second, and he is off the bag and out. Nin applied the tag. That ball just over the shoulder of Youngblood. Alpuria, the center fielder, came in, bobbled the ball, and dropped it. Kova had already taken a big turn and tried to go into second. He was going to be out by a mile. Nin missed the tag, but Kova overslid the bag, and then Nin laid the tag back on him. So two outs for Mercado. Cesar Quintas, the batter. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Kova gets credit for a single and then thrown out at seconds. 1-0 Nuts just underway here in the top of the first on this Sunday afternoon at Valley Strong Ballpark. 0-1. Fouled straight back, 0-2. Most of the fans here have found the shade, the group seating areas, the nice air conditioning of the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club down the right field line. This hot August Sunday afternoon. 0-2. Upstairs, one ball and two strikes to Quintas. Visalia trying to win five in a row to end the week. Modesto in much need of a win. Five games back of Fresno for a playoff spot in the North. 1-2. One hopper to the shortstop. Nin collects. Sidearm throw to first in time to beat Quintas and retire the side. Rawhide to bat. On the other side, they trail 1-0 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Bottom of the first inning, Rawhide starting lineup on this Sunday afternoon, presented by Anthem. Gerald Nin leads off, Trent Youngblood batting second, Carlos Virahonda bats third, and Yasel Soler in the cleanup spot. Joque Yosepo will bat fifth, Jose Alpuria batting sixth. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup, Diostrat Cabeza, Alexander Benoit, and Abdias De La Cruz. A solo home run by Austin St. Laurent to lead off the game for Modesto, putting them in front 1-0 before their starter, the right-hander Aiden Butler, even stepped on the mound. Butler, right-hander, ninth-round draft pick by the Mariners out of Polk State Community College in Florida last summer. He fires home, swing and a miss by the left-handed hitter Nin. A start here in Modesto for Aiden Butler. He's had a good start to his pro career, 2.70 ERA and 33 1/3 innings of work. 0-1. A looping breaking ball at the knees for a strike. 0-2. 23 strikeouts, only 6 walks for Butler. He's coming off a quality start. 6 innings thrown against Fresno last Sunday. Did not allow an earned run. Pitch home. This is outside. 1-2 to Nim. See a fastball, changeup, slider, and sweeper from the 21-year-old right-hander Butler. The pitch popped up into shallow left. Quintas racing in, reaches up, and makes the snag. One out. Modesto's defensive alignment this afternoon. Jose Caguana is the catcher. Gabriel Moncada at first. Ricardo Cova at second. Belmin Celestin, the shortstop. And Austin St. Laurent at third base. In the outfield from left to right, Cesar Quintas, George Feliz, and Ryan Piccolo. Trent Youngblood steps to the plate. Another lefty for Butler to face. With one out and the bases empty in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Low, 1-0. Another great week for Youngblood. 5 hits, hitting .333 on the series. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0 to Youngblood. .273 batting average on the season for Trent. Was hitting .183 back on June 15th. Taking some massive steps and improvements at the plate over the last month and a half. The pitch. This is low. 3-0. .396 on base percentage for Youngblood, who's reached safely in 38 out of his last 40 games. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. At the knees for a strike. 3-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball for Maiden Butler. Butler set up on the first base side of the rubber, turns and fires. Ground ball, right side of the infield, charging in the second baseman. Kova collects, throw to first, not in time. Trent Youngblood with an infield single. We've seen plenty of those this season from Trent. Great speed down the line. Softly hit ground ball. Kova had to cut in front of the second base back and onto the grass. Youngblood on base in every game. And a hit as well in every game in this series. Hit streak now to 7 games, a season high. Carlos Vera Honda, right-handed catcher, steps in. The pitch. Strike one down the middle. 1-0 Modesto here in the bottom of the first. One on and one out. Visalia to go for their 5th win in a row. They enter today just a game back of first place in the Cal League South second half standings. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Youngblood down to second, and he's in safely ahead of the tag by Kova. A Taco Bell stolen base for Trent Youngblood, his 20th of the season. Second stolen base of the series. Youngblood hasn't been caught stealing since May. So he's in scoring position. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt. 1-2. That was the sweeper from Butler at 81 miles an hour. Sun is peeking in and out of a few rare clouds on this summer day in Visalia. 1-2. Driven deep in the air to left. Quintas back. Goodbye. Carlos Vera Honda's 2nd home run of the week puts Visalia in front 2-1. 411 feet over the wall and left 103 off the bat. He's only 19 years old. This young catcher's got a sweet swing and some major pop off the bat. Wow. He's only 5'11", 180, Carlos Villarreal. He's probably got a little more room to grow into. He's unloaded on two home runs this week. And the Rawhide quickly take the lead back here in the bottom of the first. Yasiel Soler takes strike one at the knees. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side and through for a hit. Second baseman Kova was shaded up the middle, and that ball hit the side of the mound. He was leaning the wrong way, the second baseman, and it snuck on through. Soler extends his on-base streak this week to 15 games. And a hit streak now at 6 games. He has a hit in all 6 games of this series. So 3 in a row of reach. The single for Youngblood, 2-run blast Rivera Honda. Marcel Soler now at first. Jaque Josefo, lefty batter, stands in. The pitch. At the knees for a strike. 0-1. Butler deals. Fouled away. Rawhide have had timely home runs all week. Soler had a solo home run yesterday to open the scoring. 2 home runs on Wednesday for the Rawhide. Helped them get their first win of the week. And a go-ahead homer here in the first for Carlos Villarreal. 0-2 popped up and out of play down the third baseline. Only the 11th game for Vera Honda at the single-A level. He's already got 2 home runs, 5 extra base hits. Only 19 years of age for Venezuela. Spin around, pickoff throw to first by Butler. Soler dives back in safely. O-2 from Butler. Chopped foul. Josefa lunged at the sweeper outside of the zone, just getting a piece of it. We'll do the 0-2 again. Five-1 win for the Rawhide last night. They scored all 5 runs in the fourth inning, clinching the series. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Rawhide pitching, it's been so good this week. 1 run allowed last 3 games, and Josh Goosen-Brown, all smiles, Rawhide pitching coach, with how things have been going. It's contagious, the game of baseball. Yeah, good pitching has certainly been contagious for the Rawhide, starting-wise and the bullpen. 0-2, slap left side, right to the third baseman, St. Laurent, gloves, and a wide throw to second. Gets by the shortstop, Celestin. Kova fields it. But Soler will be safe at second. Wow, I did not expect St. Laurent to try to get the force at second. I thought he would just go to first for the reliable out. But if it was an accurate throw, probably would have had Soler out for the force. Wide throw, it's an E5. Josefa reaches at first, Soler at second, Jose Alpuria to the plate. 2-1, 1 out. 4 straight batters have reached. Butler, 21 pitches in the first fire zone. Missing low, 1-0. One 0 pitch coming to Alpuria. Ripped into left, but right at Quintas, who reaches up the glove and makes the catch. Soler scampers back to second ahead of the throw. That was 109 off the bat of Alpuria. Just unlucky right to the nuts left fielder. 2 outs for Dios Fran Cabeza. Soler at second, Josefa at first. 2 across here in the frame for the Rawhide. They lead 2-1 on Carlos Villarreal's 2-run blast. Butler looking back at Soler at second. Pitch clock is running down, and now he fires home. A fastball right down the middle. 0-1 to Dios Fran, hitting 230 on the season. Utility player for Venezuela. had the big hit last night. Bases clearing. Single back in the five-run fourth. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Back into the glove of Caguana. 0-2. It's the first hit for Cabeza in the series, and it was a big one last night in the Rawhide's big five-run fourth inning. 0-2. At the knees, strike three call. Cabeza strikes out looking. First strikeout for Butler, but not before the Rawhide take the lead on a two-run home run by Carlos Fira-Honda. Head to the second, Rawhide 2, Nuts 1 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG and a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Eventful first inning on this Sunday afternoon in Visalia. Austin St. Laurent with a leadoff solo home run for Modesto. Carlos Fira-Honda answered for Visalia with a two-run homer in the bottom of the first. 2-1 Rawhide, top of the second. Gabriel Moncada leads off the frame for the Nuts. Logan Mercado sets and deals. Popped up foul. Now, Mercado making just his third start at the full season single A level. Free agent signee by the Diamondbacks in May. Here's the 0-1. This is low. One ball and one strike. And his last out against Rancho Cucamonga, he had a few little stumbles early, allowed three runs in the first two innings, but once he got settled into his start, was really solid. Allowed just two base runners. Innings 3-5. Swing and a miss by Moncada. Elevated fastball, one ball and two strikes. And ended up working it into the sixth inning. At Rancho, enough for a win. Got plenty of run support. An 11-7 Rawhide win. 1-2 coming. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 96 from Mercado. He turns up the gas. What a way. That was a just straight try to catch up to it. Fastball up in the zone. And Mercado could not catch up. What a way. Tell Mercado put a little extra mustard on it. A little leg kick flourish at the end of his motion. One out for Ryan Piccola, right-handed right fielder. The pitch missing in the dirt. 1-0. 215 batting average on the year for Piccola. Seven home runs with 36 driven in. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball. 96 from Mercado. One ball, one strike. Mercado made three appearances in the Arizona Complex League before being called up to Visalia on June 21st. Here's the pitch and the dirt. 2-1. Now in his eighth appearance with the Rawhide, a little over a month. 2-1. Just missed low. 3-1. That was good pitch from Mercado. And he was a little surprised it wasn't called a strike from Emmanuel Perez. Trackman says it was well in the zone. Here's the 3-1. Half swing by Piccolo, and he went around. Couldn't hold up on the changeup. The count goes full. The payoff. At the knees, just missed. Wow. Another one lower in the zone, but comfortably in the strike zone, according to TrackMan. And Manuel Perez calling it ball four. It's the first walk for Mercado. And it's one of those framing things as a catcher for Vera Honda. He reached up the glove so far in the zone. I wonder if he just, instead of trying to overframe it, it's the first pitch to Jose Caguana, misses outside. Instead of trying to overframe that, just leaves his glove there where it is a strike. Perez might have called that strike three, but he sees the glove, so much glove movement, calls it a ball. Good pickoff, throw back to first, and Piccolo diving back in safely. Catcher framing, a lot of talk about it of late. Will it be a lost art, extinct duck potentially in a couple years? 1-0. At the knees, and that one's called a strike. One ball, one strike. The ABS, automated balls and strike system, actually in the Florida State League, single A, where these umpires were, this team of Perez and Huddleston. Breaking ball misses outside. Two balls, one strike. They were using the ABS system in the Florida State League, so they were just getting in their earpiece if the ball was in the zone or not. They were not actually making calls. 2-1. At the knees for a strike. 2-2. See if that trial is extended and maybe brought up to a higher level. The challenge system has been in effect at the AAA level now for a couple years. And Major League Baseball tried that out in spring training this year, as well as in the All-Star game. 2-2. In the dirt, bounces off the glove of Vera Honda. We'll go back to the backstop. Piccolo will walk down to second. I was in the glove of Vera Honda. Should be a pass ball. Full count to Caguana will be a pass ball. Runner at first, runner at second now with one out here in the top of the second. 2-1 Visalia in front. The payoff from Mercado. Outside, ball four, back-to-back walks. Puts two aboard with one out here in the top of the second. Darlene Aguilar will stand in. Flurry of signs going around the Rawhide infield with Carlos Vera Honda stepping out, laying down a few. Aguilar hitting just 152 on the series. Left-handed hitter. Mercado fires, swing and a miss. Back to the big elevated fastball. 0-1, just the second game of the series for Aguilar. He's 0-2 on the week. Mercado peeks back at second. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. I went with the changeup, but he kept it up in the zone. Hasn't been getting the call from Emmanuel Perez around the knees. It's 0-2 to Aguilar. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, one ball and two strikes. Now the ABS system, we'll see what happens, but technology tends to slowly seep into the game, and what you think might not be a reality typically tends to eventually become a reality. The 1-2, cut on and miss. Aguilar strikes up on the changeup, and there's two outs. George Feliz will come to the plate. Two on, two out here on the top of the second, 2-1 lead for the Rawhide. Now, who knows, but I know it wasn't that long ago. Baseball didn't have any instant replay. Didn't even have a challenge system. There was no pitch clock. Game has changed a lot in the last 10 years. Pitch home. Upstairs to George Feliz, and you imagine the next 10 years it will change some more. Nonetheless, I certainly understand the enjoyment of the human element of having an umpire behind the plate, and that umpires have different zones, and batters get to adjust to that. 1-0. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. That's been a part of baseball at every level, from, you know, Little League to Sunday League to Major League and everywhere in between since the dawn of time. Every umpire's got a different zone, and sometimes at the lower levels of the sport, at a Little League level, an umpire might start getting a really big zone because he's got somewhere to be. He's got to go home. 1-1 to Feliz. In the dirt, bounces away from Mercado, or Ferrahonda, I should say, and back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. Piccolo to third, Caguana to second. Will be the 40th pitch for Mercado. We're only in the second inning. Sets and throws. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball. Feliz couldn't catch up. Two balls, two strikes. Mercado is a strike away from escaping the top of the second without damage. Here's the 2-2. Driven into right. Josefa, long run back. Backpedaling, reaches up and makes the stumbling catch at the edge of the warning track. Mercado works a scoreless seventh, working around a pair of walks. Into the home half of the second, Rawhide 2, Nuts 1 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Bottom of the second inning, 2-1 Rawhide in front of the Nuts. Two home runs so far today. Austin St. Laurent, a solo blast. Carlos Ferrahonda answered for Visalia with a two-run homer. Alexander Benoit leads off the frame. The pitch fouled straight back. Second inning of work for Aiden Butler, who allowed the two-run blast to Ferrahonda. His fourth home run allowed this season. 0-1. Got the knees for a strike. That's a lovely changeup settling in. 4 inches of vertical break falling off the table and into the zone. 0-2. Lunged and popped up foul into the seats. Butler had a great 2024 at Polk State Community College in Winter Haven, Florida. Got in between Orlando and Tampa Bay. Ben Wall will step off and call time. Was a first-team all-conference, second-team essentially kind of on all-American at the community college level. 0-2. Outside, one ball and two strikes. Got an offer to go to Florida State. Was drafted by the Mariners in the ninth round. It's always a tough decision, but decided to go pro and now finds himself his first pro season. Pitch home, popped up on the infield. A couple steps back. Celestin reaches up, and the shortstop makes the grab. One out in the second. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhides website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. Dias de la Cruz, first at bat of the day, takes ball one downstairs. De la Cruz hitting 224 on the year. 1-0. Popped up foul. Quiet series for De La Cruz. He's 0-9. By Vision Glassworks. Call Justin at 747-2000. Butler steps and deals in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Pitches for Butler here into the second inning. It's been a much slower start to today's game than our last two nights. Here's the 2-1. Fouled straight back, 2-2. And in back-to-back games, Friday and Saturday, both finishing under 2 hours. We were at 1 hour 58 minutes on Friday, and we won up that last night, 1 hour and 56 minutes. Comes the 2-2. Down the middle, strike three call. Second strikeout for Butler. They've both been looking. Back to the top of the order, and the left-handed hitter, Gerald Nin. Two outs, bottom of the second. 2-1, Rawhide in front. Now, last night there was post-game fireworks. The game finished so quickly, the sun wasn't even fully set, and there was a slight delay, extra five-minute delay before the fireworks started. Nin flies one foul down the left field line. You know, sometimes you'll have general managers for minor league teams, and they'll go and tell the coaches, you know, don't start this starter on a fireworks night. He's going to work too quickly, and the game, especially when you're deep into summer like now, and the sun's setting at a later time than in the spring, the game's going to finish too quickly, and then everyone's going to have to wait around for the fireworks. The 0-1 misses low, one ball, one strike. Wasn't a long delay last night, just a few extra minutes. Typically, though, two-hour ball games, no one's complaining too much. Everyone into bed at a reasonable hour. 1-1, grounded foul down the first baseline. It's been dominant starting pitching, especially on the Rawhide side of things this series, leading to the quick-moving games. 1-2, ground ball. The second baseman, Kova, in, collects, and flips to first. 1-2-3, second inning for Aiden Butler. 2-1 Rawhide after two on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box. Jameson lost the barrel of his beloved smooth-tasting whiskey. Why did he go in?
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One, Visalia leads Modesto. Top of the third inning on this hot Sunday afternoon at Valley Strong Ballpark. 94 degrees at first pitch. Be about 99 by the time we wrap up baseball this afternoon. Third to last series here at Visalia this season. And today the last ever meeting between Visalia and Modesto. Austin St. Laurent leads off the frame. And takes strike one at the top of the zone from Logan Mercado. St. Laurent led off the game for Modesto with a solo blast over the left field wall. Third home run of the season for St. Laurent. Here's the 0-1. Chopped foul, 0-2. It's been a great year for St. Laurent. His 95th game today. That is 97th hit, so he's about to hit 100. We'll likely do that next week in Stockton. Here's the pitch. Lined foul down the right field line. St. Laurent towards the top of the Cal League in a couple offensive stats. Entered today, eighth most hits in the Cal League with 96. Pitch home upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Most of the names in front of him have graduated to the next level, too. Eduardo Quintero. Zach Evans was just called up this week for Lake Elsinore. He's going to be able to pick off a few more names the next couple weeks. 1-2 is lined down the left field line. A fair ball. It will roll to the wall. St. Laurent hustling into second with a stand-up double. Home run and now a double today for St. Laurent. The native of Elon, North Carolina, just keeps on hitting. Got six hits this week, and he's halfway to the cycle on this Sunday afternoon. Sat back on a breaking ball up in the zone and just pulled it over the third base bag and down the line. It's only the second hit for Modesto off Mercado, and St. Laurent has both of them. Filling in Celestin, switch hitter batting lefty, stands in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The elevated fastball from Mercado. 0-1. Fifteenth double of the season for St. Laurent. With his third home run today. The pitch in the dirt. One ball and one strike. 14th round pick by the Mariners out of Appalachian State last summer. One, one. Outside and upstairs as well. 2-1 to Celestin. Next pitch will be Mercado's 50th. His season high 72 pitches at Rancho Cucamonga on his last start. Good thing for the Rawhide bullpen. They're plenty rested. 2-1. Popped up. Foul behind home plate. 2-2 to Celestin. It's just been a remarkable run for Rawhide starters. Entering today, the five Visalia starting pitchers have combined to allow just two runs over 30 innings. That's a .60 ERA for the five pitchers tossing quality starts. Throw home. This is upstairs. And a full count. Quality start going at least six innings and allowing 300 runs or less. Donis Perez goes seven innings on Friday night. The Rawhide bullpen has mostly been able to kick up their feet in the bullpen and enjoy watching the starters work from afar. Payoff. High ball four. Third walk of the day for Mercado. That puts two aboard with nobody out here in the third. Some light stretching is going to start in the Rawhide bullpen. There are Honda out to chat with Mercado, and Josh Goosen-Brown will walk on out to the mound to chat with the right-hander from Pasco, Washington. Gives us a chance to tell you that Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money-managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. 2-1 lead for the Rawhide over the Nuts here at Valley Strong Ballpark in the top of the third. Two home runs. All the scoring. Austin St. Laurent, a solo blast. Lead off the game for Modesto. Carlos Vera Honda, a two-run homer in the bottom of the first for Visalia. But the Nuts threatening here in the top of the third with two on and nobody out. Josh Goosen-Brown walking back to the Rawhide dugout. Ricardo Cova will stand in for Modesto. Cova singled but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double back in the first. RBI leader for Modesto with 56 driven in. He's got a chance to drive in a few here. Mercado home. Outside for ball number one. Mercado sets above the belt, sighs the shoulders, peeks back at second and deals. A strike on the outside corner, 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. St. Laurent at second, Celestin at first. Nobody out in the top of the third. One-one. Swing and a miss. Back to the changeup. One ball and two strikes. Cova was sitting fastball way in front of the breaking ball. One, two. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes to Cova. Two, two. Popped up, right side. Cabeza, the first baseman, over, but he'll run out of room as it bounces into the third row of seats. Couple guys standing around in the Rawhide bullpen, furthering their stretching. Cotto might be in his last standing of work here. 57 pitches into the third. 2-2 home. Fouled straight back. This has been just a much better approach today by Nuts batters. It's been so aggressive, really over-aggressive by Nuts batters last few days, swinging at first pitches. It's been a big part. Game's going quickly, and Rawhide's starting pitching having so much success. 2-2. Ground ball to the left side. Soler gloves it. Tosses to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Rawhide get it out at second. Cova will reach it first. St. Laurent down to third. Runners on the corners with one out. That would have been a great double play. Turned by Soler to Youngblood to Cabeza. Close play down the line, but Cova with good speed to run it out. Celestin, the base runner out. 5-4 fielder's choice. Cesar Quintas to the plate. Runners at the corners. One out here on the top of the third. Visalia leading Modesto 2-1 in the Sunday series finale. Mercado peers in and throws. Inside, Quintas backing out of the way. 1-0. Quintas getting a promotion to the cleanup spot today. He's had a great series. 6-for-19, a .316 batting average. 4 of his 6 hits have gone for extra bases. 3 doubles and a home run. 1-0. Swing and a miss. A cutter from Mercado. 1-1. Quintas, former player with the San Jose Giants. He was in the Giants organization. Mariners took him in the offseason. Quintas has had a nice season for Modesto. Pickoff throw back to first. Kova dives back in safely. .266 batting average for Quintas. And one of the few nuts players this week to have a good week offensively. Well, it's been a pretty dismal series for Modesto with the bats. Pitch home is at the knees for a strike. Kova took off very early before Mercado had thrown. But Logan didn't notice, so Kova's into second with a stolen base. 2 in scoring position, 1 out. Hyde leading 2-1. Kova's 26th stolen base of the season. Here's the 1-2. Fly it foul. And we'll do it again. Mercado will step off. St. Laurent at third. Kova at second. Go ahead, run. In scoring position for the Nuts. Here's the 1-2. Broken bat flare into left. De La Cruz racing in. He'll play it on a hop. One run is in. Kova will hold it third. We're tied at 2. Cesar Quintas with a broken bat. RBI single into left. St. Laurent, the runner scoring. And still runners at the corners with 1 out. Just a good long at bat worked by Quintas. Finds a way to put the ball in play and score the tying run. Some more signs to be laid down by Vera Honda. Gabriel Moncada will come to the plate. Left-hander struck out swinging back in the second. Cotto sets on the third base side of the rubber. Nods and deals. Swing and a miss. 0-1. 4 hits for the Nuts. They've worked 3 walks as well. 2 runs across. Most runs they've scored in any game in this series dating back to their lone win on Tuesday when they played at 7. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Cotto readies and deals. Ground ball foul. Cotto fights off the breaking ball. Oh, 2 again. Popped up on the infield. Soler, the third baseman, backpedaling. Nin is over, and the shortstop will call him off. Reach up and make the grab. 2 outs and nowhere for the base runners to go. Bring up Ryan Piccolo, who walked back in the second. Kova at third. Quintas at first. Cotto trying to keep complete 3. Keep it a tie ball game at 2. He's at 68 pitches now. right. Ander, former University of Oregon Duck, sets and fires. In the dirt, 1-0 to Piccolo. A few wispy clouds off in the distance, but nothing but bright sunshine on the diamonds. Light blue sky overhead. There's a light breeze providing a little relief from what is a hot Sunday afternoon at now 97 degrees. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Piccolo. Modesto, they'll get a head start on the drive back with the sun still setting. Only about 2.5 hours back up CA 99 to Modesto. 5 weeks left to go in the Cal League season. 1-1. On the inside corner for a strike. A cutter from Mercado. 1-2. Colo will step out. Back into the right-handed batter's box. Mercado peeks over his shoulder at first. Rises up and fires. Driven into the air in right center. Josefa racing back at the warning track. Leaps and can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Hops up. One run is in. A second run comes around to score and into third safely with a 2-RBI triple. Ryan Piccolo. Fastball right down the middle, and Piccolo hammered it over the head of Josefa, who made a leaping catch in right field. He made a couple great catches yesterday, but couldn't come up with the baseball, and it took a funky hop off the wall, and then the track. Kova easily scoring from third. Quintas came all the way around from first. Piccolo ahead of the throw for a go-ahead 2-RBI triple, and that's going to do it for Logan Mercado. D. Garner making the call to the bullpen. We'll step aside. It's the Nuts 4, the Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Sandro Santana into the ballgame for Visalia with two outs, a runner at third in the top of the third, and Visalia trailing 4-2. Santana makes his 15th appearance of the season. He's got a 4.60 ERA, a whip of 1.47. Left-hander from the Dominican Republic in 29 and a third innings of work, 24 strikeouts, 14 walks, opposing batters hitting .254. Against Santana, second appearance of the week. He threw on Tuesday. Two innings, was rather chaotic. A couple errors behind him. Five runs came across. Only two were earned. Allowed two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. First pitch home. Inside to Jose Caguana. Ryan Piccolo with a go-ahead 2-RBI triple. He's at third with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Santana deals. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Walks have been a little bit of a problem for Santana. When he's been on, he's been excellent. Coming around from the left side at the 3-4 arm slot. Fires home. It's inside. Ball three. Well, he's had some issues with command. Things have gone south. Didn't get a whole lot of help on Tuesday, and the Rawhide's lone loss this week with some fielding blunders behind him. Here's the 3-0. Just missed low. That call has just not been there all day by Emmanuel Perez, right around the knees. Leadoff walk. Well, a two-out walk for Jose Caguana, starting Sandro Santana's day. Eighth batter of the inning will be Starling Aguilar. Runners on the corners again, two outs. Aguilar struck out swinging back in the second. This will be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Seven hits for lefties this season off Sandro Santana. They're hitting 200. Slider is awfully tough to face as a lefty batter. Santana working out of the stretch. Sets at the belt. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. And there is that slider bending across the zone with 11 inches of horizontal break. Piccolo at third. Caguana at first. 4-2, Modesto in the top of the third. The 0-1, outside, one ball and one strike. All right, trying to end this inning without further damage. Three runs have scored. Back and forth we go on this Sunday afternoon. 1-1, swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. One ball and two strikes to Aguilar. Santana sets, winds and fires, upstairs, two balls, two strikes, four runs on five hits for Modesto, two runs on three hits for Visalia. Now we're into baseball, still on the top of the third. Last night we were in the sixth inning at this point. Game time last night of 1 hour and 56 minutes, 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Santana with the strikeout to end proceedings in the third, but Modesto send eight runners to the plate, score three runs. Ryan Piccolo with the key, two RBI triple. Head to the home half of the third, Nuts four, Rawhide two on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51 MPG 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Bottom of the third inning in Visalia. Your Love by the outfield playing over the speakers. Trent Youngblood's new walk-up song this week. Take strike one from Aiden Butler. 4-2 lead for the Nuts in the Sunday series finale. 0-1. Fouled straight back, 0-2. It's an all-time. Not just an all-time great song, but it's an all-time great walk-up song. I've heard a couple players have Your Love as a walk-up song. And He's working at Indiana in a popular third baseman had that as his walk-up song, and the whole crowd in the dugout would sing along. 0-2 is a bending breaking ball upstairs. One ball and two strikes. It's a big decision for players to make, choosing their walk-up songs, because then you have to listen to that music most of the year. The 1-2, at the knees, strike three called. That's just a nasty breaking ball by Aiden Butler. 5 inches of horizontal break into the zone. One away. Third strikeout for Butler. They've all been looking today. Carlos Virahonda hit a two-run homer to give the Rawhide the lead at the time back in the first. He stands in the pitch. Inside, 1-0 to the 19-year-old catcher from Venezuela. Butler turns and fires. At the knees for a strike. 1-1. Butler had to sit on the bench for about 30 minutes. For that long top of the third. He's gotten some run support now. Comes his 48th pitch of the afternoon. Driven into shallow right center. Second baseman Kova back reaches up and makes the snag. Two outs. NTF Productions is the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call, 559-550-1500. Ruben Yasel Soler, I should say, stands in and takes strike one. Soler with a single back in the first. Here comes the 0-1. Side. One ball and one strike. Soler with that single, advancing his on-base streak to 15 games. Enter today with the fourth longest active on-base streak in the California League. 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike. Soler hit his 11th home run of the season yesterday. He's now in the top four in the California League. 7 of his 11 home runs have come in the last month. Pitch home. Driven foul down the third baseline. It's been newfound power, confidence at the plate for Soler. Always had the moxie, always had the athleticism, and he's put it all together in the last month. 286 in the month of July and a 543 slugging percentage. Pitch home, sails high. The count worked full to Soler. Payoff from Butler. Swing and a miss. 1-2-3 inning for Aiden Butler. He has 4 strikeouts through 3 innings pitched this afternoon. After 3 innings played, Modesto 4, Visalia 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the fourth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. 4-2 lead for the Modesto Nuts over the Visalia Rawhide. Rawhide have won four in a row this week, already clinched the series. Nuts trying to salvage one more game before they head back home to Modesto. George Feliz pops up the first pitch of the frame into shallow center, and it's going to fall. Shaquay Osepha from right called everyone off, but couldn't make the catch. Trent Youngblood turns around with his hands up in the air, trying to understand with Jose Alpura and Shaquay Osepha what happened there. That was probably Alpura's ball in center, but for some reason Osepha called everyone off, but then he was too far away to make the catch, made a diving attempt and couldn't get there. So it goes down as a base hit for Feliz. Sandra Santana, pickoff throw back to first. Austin St. Laurent is the batter. The pitch outside 1-0. St. Laurent's halfway to his cycle. A solo blast in the first. He doubled to lead off the third and scored. Three-run third inning. One-oh pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. Slider from Santana, 1-1. Sandra Santana entered for Logan Mercado with two outs in the third after three runs scored. Got the last out of the frame. 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 to St. Laurent. It's number 79. Make it 97 and 98 today for St. Laurent. He's two away from 100. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, bounces to the left of Vera Honda and onto the grass, and Feliz will jog down to second base. Wild pitch. Here's the 2-2 outside, and the count worked full to St. Laurent. The payoff popped up on the infield. Second baseman Trent Youngblood will call everyone off this time. Reach up and make the two-handed grab. One out. St. Laurent out for the first time today. I want to give a big congratulations to Ruben Santana. Got the call up to Hiya Hillsboro. Learned the news last night. And quite a whirlwind of a day for Ruben. He was driven to the airport at about 4:30 this morning. Got on a flight first to Las Vegas, connected in Vegas, and then to Spokane, where he's met the Hillsboro Hops, and will start at first base tonight as the Hops take on the Spokane Indians. Felmin Celeste in the batter, swings the first pitch and hammers it into right. Jacque Osepha back at the edge of the track, reaches up and makes the catch. Feliz will tag to third. Here's the throw. It's just off the glove of Soler. Santana backing up to stop it. That is just an unbelievable throw from Jacque Osepha. He was a step from the track and on the fly made that throw to third base and nearly got George Feliz. That's just stupid strength from Osepha. My goodness. That's two steps from the track. It was on the money to Soler, but Soler was trying to make the catch and tag Cova in the same motion as Feliz and couldn't get it done. Swing and a miss by Cova. Two outs. Feliz at third here in the top of the fourth. 4-2 Modesto. Here's the 0-1. Inside, a back pick throw to third and out. is the lead. Good heads-up play by Vera Honda. The inning ends in the fourth without damage. 4-2, Modesto in front. Head to the bottom of the fourth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG in a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Jacque Osefa leads off the bottom of the fourth for Visalia, with Modesto leading 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Osefa takes ball one upstairs from Aiden Butler. 55 pitches for Butler. He's allowed 2 runs on 3 hits. No walks, 4 strikeouts. The pitch popped up. Foul down the third baseline. Butler's really settled in. Gave up the 2-run blast to Vera Honda in the first. And then has retired 8 in a row. Josefa, the last batter to reach on an air. The 1-1. Upstairs, 2 balls and 1 strike. I'll mention it, final time. Modesto and Visalia playing here in the regular season at least. Chance these teams play in the Cal League Championship Series. Josefa takes a strike on the changeup, 2-2. Just a great history, long history between these two Central Valley rivals. Both joined the California League in 1946, 80 years ago. 2-2. In the dirt, count goes full. Cal League was founded in 1941, so it was only 5 years later these two teams joined the league, and only Stockton is an older franchise. Still operating in the Cali. The payoff. Upstairs. Ball number 4.
That walk is brought to you by Safeheart.
Leadoff walk for Jacque Osefa. It's the Rawhide's first walk of the day. And it's presented by Safeheart, your neighborhood store that's fighting inflation for you every day. Walk or drive on by. Jose Alpuria flew out to left in his first at bat. Steph at first. Nobody out. 4-2 lead for the Nuts over the Rawhide here in the bottom of the fourth. Just... 60 pitches for Aiden Butler here. Right-hander from Gainesville, Florida, Firestone. Strike at the top of the zone. Josefa takes off, pitches outside, throw down to second, ball dropped by Kova. Might might have had Josefa out, but the ball bounced out of his glove, and Jacque Josefa has a Taco Bell stolen base, his 14th of the season. Josefa perfect, 14 for 14. That ties him with Jose Ramos of San Jose for the most stolen bases in the Cal League without being thrown out. Scoring position. Nobody out here in the fourth. The pitch inside, 2-0 to Alpuria. A great history between these two teams. 1946, Visalia was the Cubs. Modesto was playing as the Reds 80 years ago. And there's been so many great players that have come through Modesto. So many games between these two sides. Alpuria swings and misses. 2-2. And it's certainly a day to look back, and a sad day as well. This team's playing their final game of what's been thousands of times that Modesto and Visalia have played over the years. 2-2 pitch. Outside, count goes full. Mets have played at John Thurman Field since 1955. It's only 11 years younger than Valley Strong Wellpark. Here comes the payoff pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Alpuria down on strike, strikeout number 5 for the Rawhide. Aiden Butler with 5 strikeouts today. Hasn't allowed a hit since the first. Rios Ron Cabeza struck out looking back in the first inning. Left-handed batter. Butler winds and throws. Popped up, left side, charging in Quintas. Reaches up and makes the grab, 2 outs. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center. Located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. 2 outs for Alexander Benoit. Popped out on the infield in the second. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0. High set for Aiden Butler. Kicks and fires in the dirt. 1-1. I was looking back at some of the great players the Nuts have had in their history. Nolan Arenado, Julio Rodriguez. More recently, Cal Raleigh played a season in Modesto. He had 3 home runs here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. A lot of great Mariners over the last 20 years. The Nuts were a longtime affiliate of the Oakland A's before that. Became the Nuts in 2005, which is also when they became a Mariners affiliate. There's the 3-0 pitch. Not yet, as Butler steps off. Butler winds home. At the knees for a strike, 3-1. Now the memories will certainly remain for so many fans in the California League of Modesto. Visalia and Stockton, now the essentially founding members of the Cal League. 3-1. This is low. 4. Benoit works a walk. There was a first year the Cal League was in 1941, according to some records. Major League Baseball officially has the first year the Cal League, though, is 1946. First year of pro ball here in Visalia, as well as in Modesto. Stockton had a team in the 1941 version of the Cal League. They were the Flyers, and then they became the Ports in 1946. So three Central Valley teams, go with a few others scattered back in the area in 1946. Jake Witt out to have a word with Aiden Butler. 2-on, 2 out here in the bottom of the fourth. The Rawhide trailing 4-2. Diaz de la Cruz, the batter, steps in, swings at the first pitch, and pops it up into shallow right. Second baseman Cova going back, outfielder Piccolo coming in, and Ryan Piccolo makes the catch to retire the side. Visalia strands two on two walks in the fourth. It's 4-2 Nats after four innings on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
It's time to welcome some
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Top five in Visalia. 4-2 lead for the Modesto Nuts over the Visalia Rawhide. Ricardo Cova leads off the fifth against Andrew Santana. The pitch driven into left. De La Cruz racing back at the warning track, looking up, and it's off the wall. Cova hustling around to second. The throw into the bag is not in time. Cova snuck under the tag of Youngblood, and he's in with a double. That ball bounced off the wall quite friendly to the Rawhide, and De La Cruz made a good throw to second. Cova somehow got around the tag of Youngblood. D. Garner, Rawhide manager, is out to discuss things with Sander Huddleston, who made the play. So a leadoff double for Cova. It's his second hit of the day. He was nearly thrown out at second base for a second time. He was thrown out trying to extend a single to a double back in the first. Cesar Quintas has a single and a run today. He stands in. Santana at the belt and home. Driven into right center. Alpuria racing back at the edge of the track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Cova will tag down to third safely ahead of the throw. One out, Cova 90 feet away as Modesto tries to extend their 4-2 lead. Nuts trying to get a second win this week in Visalia. Cal League North standing San Jose already has clinched a playoff spot, and they've won five in a row. They'll take on Stockton trying to go for a sweep later tonight. In San Jose, 24-11 in the second half. Gabriel Moncada, the batter, left-hander. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Fresno's three games back, but they're in playoff position right now. Whoever finishes second behind San Jose in the second half standings in the north or wins the division will get the second playoff spot. Modesto is five games back of Fresno entering today. 0-1 popped up behind home plate, and we'll head to the seats. 0-2 to Moncada. Now, the good news for Modesto, they've got six with Stockton next week. A commuter series will be at Banner Island Ballpark. The struggling Ports have lost six in a row. They're 9-26 in the second half. 0-2. Ground ball foul down the first base line. Visalia enters today tied with Lake Elsinore at 18-17. The second half standings in the north are a game back of Inland Empire. Rancho Cucamonga has already clinched a playoff spot. 0-2. Flare shot off the end of the bat in shallow left. Going back, Manny reaches up and makes a nice snag. Athletic play by Nin, who's playing in with the runner at third. Had to scamper back over the shoulder. Tough catch. 2-0. So fun to watch the athleticism of Nin, whether he's at second or short. Such an asset on the field. Two outs. Kova's still at third. Ryan Piccolo, the batter. Singled in the second, and then hit the go-ahead, two RBI triple in the third. The reason Modesto leads 4-2. Santana deals. Fouled off the netting. Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore will play each other tonight. 66ers lead that series 3-2. Rawhide right in the thick of things, trying to make the playoffs for the second straight year. Fastball sails upstairs. One ball, one strike. Visalia at San Jose, though, starting on Tuesday. Certainly going to be a tough series against the red-hot Giants, who've won five in a row, and they swept Visalia back in April in San Jose. 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls and one strike to Piccolo. Visalia will then return home to play Rancho Cucamonga. Nuts to have two more home series left in Modesto. Play their final home game on August 31st. Here's the 2-1. Driven into left field. De La Cruz racing back and watching it go off the wall. Kova scores. Piccolo into second with a double. That's three driven in for Ryan Piccolo. A two RBI triple and now an RBI double. 5-2 Modesto.
Now batting from the Nuts, number 46, Jose Quiguano.
Fastball in on the hands, and Piccolo hit it 103 off the bat. Just missed his eighth home run of the year. Jose Quiguano will stand in. He's walked twice. Josh Goosen-Brown's going to walk on out and chat with Sandro Santana. He's at 29 pitches now here in the top of the fifth. That's going to be an emotional day on August 31st. Appropriately, Modesto will be playing the rivals from Stockton. Ports are just 40 minutes down the road. And Stockton, Visalia, Modesto, the three founding teams in the California League that are still in the league, is certainly appropriate. The Nuts will finish playing Stockton at home in their last ever regular season game at John Thurman Field. Nuts hoping they can get hot in this last month and get into the playoffs, have a few more games left to play before they cease operations in September. Josh Goosen-Brown back to the Rawhide dugout. Piccolo at second. Jose Quiguano's walked twice today. Righty catcher, 5-2. Nuts in front. Here's the pitch from Santana. Chipped foul. 0-1. Santana throws on the inside corner for a strike. Quiguano didn't like the call and threw up his head in disgust. 0-2. slider was right on the inner third. 0-2 pitch. This is low. 1-2. 5 runs on 8 hits today for Modesto. 2 runs on 3 hits for Visalia. They don't have a hit since the first inning. Aiden Butler has tossed 4 strong innings today for the Nuts. 1-2 home. Popped up. Foul down the right field line. One, two. Upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2. Line foul over the netting above the Rahai dugout. Two home. Swing and a miss. Caguana down on strikes. Modesto adds a run in the fifth. Ryan Piccolo with an RBI double. It's 5-2 Nuts. Head to the bottom of the fifth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network for the Learn for Life press box.
I raise my hand to Pasa.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom of the fifth, 5-2 Nuts lead the Rawhide. Ian Butler, 73 pitches strong into the fifth inning for Modesto, fires home. First pitch fastball sailing outside to Yarold Nin. Top of the lineup for the Rawhide. Nin, Youngblood, and Vera Honda, third time through. Visalia trying to get something going against Aiden Butler. The pitch upstairs, 2 balls. And no strikes. No hits since the first inning. Carlos Vera Honda had a 2-run blast for the Rawhide in the first. There's the 2-0 in the dirt. 3-0 to Nan. Butler turns and deals. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Nin to lead off the fifth. Another Rawhide walk. Brought to you by Safe Mart. Walk or drive to your neighborhood Safe Mart, fighting inflation for you every day. Trent Youngblood stands in. He's 1-for-2 today. Walked back in the fifth. Base hit back in the first, I should say. Nin at first with the leadoff walk here in the fifth. Pickoff throw back to first. Nin dives in safely. That was interesting. I was chatting with Trent the other day. Talked about how excellent he's been at the plate over the last month. Pitch home is a strike. Nin down to second. A wide throw goes into center field. Nin will hold it second. He's got a Taco Bell stolen base. It's Nin's 26th stolen base of the season. Top 10 in the Cal League. Trent, you know, 183 batting average June 15th. July, he was excellent. 353 batting average, 478 on base percentage in July. He's now hitting 273 on the year with a 396 on base percentage. Here's the 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. And asked Trent, you know, did anything change? And he said yes. He'd been working in the cages, working during BP with Rawhide hitting coach Tommy Murphy, as well as manager D. Garner. On his approach at the plate, shows bunt, pulls it back, sails outside. 2-1, specifically working on loading his front foot. He's added taking a step as the ball comes to the plate. That's improved in both his balance and his timing. And it's really, he's reaped the rewards from this adjustment. Pitch home, upstairs, 3. It's interesting, you know, players, they play baseball starting at 5 years old, and you have success, and you have hills and valleys, but you're always tooling to get better. Youngblood got off to a slow start in his first month and a half at Visalia. And that's where the adjustments come in. You're facing a different level of pitching. Youngblood was at the D3 level last year, Transylvania, moving into the pro level. Made the adjustments. He's become one of the more consistent hitters in the Cal League over the last 2 months. Six hits in this week's series for Youngblood. A 7-game hit streak now. Here's the 3-1. Ground ball, right side. Charging in, the second baseman Kova collects. Underhand flip to first in time. One away. Nin advances to third. Rawhide trail 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Carlos Fierahonda will come to the plate. Solo home run back in the first. And that's going to do it for Aiden Butler. He falls 2 out, shy of getting a chance to earn a win, but he was very strong this afternoon. 4 1/3 innings of work. He allows just 2 runs on 3 hits with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Step aside on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box with the Rawhide trailing 5-2.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, 2 indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
We're back here in Visalia. Gleiner Diaz is the new batter. And he, or new pitcher, I should say. Takes ball one. Honda took a ball outside, 2-0 from Diaz in his first appearance this year with the Nuts. Kicks and throws, ground ball left side, charging in. The third baseman collects. St. Laurent fires the first. Two outs, Nin will score, and that cuts the deficit to two. Here Honda drives in his third run of the day. He's driven in all three runs for Visalia. Base is cleared with two outs for Yasel Soler. Pitch home, popped up by Soler. Into right, Piccolo reaches up and makes the grab. So Diaz, two quick outs, the Rawhide at a run. It's 5-3, Nuts over the Rawhide. We'll head to the top of the sixth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51 MPG 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8-4-25.
Top of the sixth inning here in Visalia. 5-3 lead for the Modesto Nuts over the Visalia Rawhide in the series finale. Rawhide have already won the series, trying to make it five in a row. Wanting to come from behind here in the latter four innings. Caswell Smith is the new pitcher for Visalia. His first pitch to Starling Aguilar stales upstairs for a ball. The pitch outside. 2-0 to the left-handed hitter. Smith tossed an inning of work for Visalia back on Tuesday night. Allowed one hit, one unearned run with one walk. The pitch, outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Smith played his college ball at College of Charleston in South Carolina. He's making his fourth appearance of the year for Visalia. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Two innings of work for Smith. He's allowed four hits, four earned runs, six walks, two strikeouts. Coming back from Tommy John surgery, pitched back with the Rawhide in 2023-2022 free agent signee by the Diamondbacks. Comes the 2-2. Foul tipped back. Aguilar stays alive. Second arm out of the pen for Visalia. Sandro Santana tossed 2 1/3. Logan Mercado couldn't complete three innings today. He's in line for the loss. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Aguilar down on strikes. One away. Ride Baseball on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, brought to you by Family Healthcare Network. Care centered on you. Fastball at 96 from Caswell Smith up in the zone. His first out on this Sunday afternoon. Aguilar struck out three times. George Feliz stands in. Right-handed hitters one for two today. The pitch. The knees for a strike. Change up from Smith. 0-1. Native of Jasper, Georgia. About an hour north of Atlanta. Played his high school ball at Pickens High School. 0-1. Upstairs. One ball and one strike. Sets. Kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Feliz way in front of the breaking ball. 1-2. Modesto, a run in the first. Austin St. Laurent, a solo blast. They played it 3 3. That Chase Mercado. Ryan Piccolo had the go-ahead 2-RBI triple. Piccolo was back at it in the fifth with a RBI double. Here's the 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Two-two. Outside corner, strike three called. There's paints the black with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. My goodness. Good luck with that. Two up, two down for Smith on two strikeouts. Austin St. Laurent stands in. Solo blast in the first. He doubled and scored in the third. Smith deals. Upstairs, 1-0. It's been a lot of movement for Rawhide pitchers this year in the bullpen. It's been a lot of work for Josh Gustin Brown, the Rawhide pitching coach, but he's seen great results from Rawhide pitchers this year. 1-0, lined into center and down for a base hit. St. Laurent is now a triple away from the cycle. That was 108 off the bat. The home run in the first, the double in the third, a single in the sixth. He's going to get at least one chance to hit for the cycle in the eighth or the ninth, I'd imagine. All he needs is a triple, the hardest one, though, to accomplish that. Filled in Celestens, 0 for 2 today with a walk. It's also 99 hits now for St. Laurent on the air. The pitch fouled back, 0-1. Visalia, they only have four pitchers still on their staff from their opening day roster among their 16 active arms. Six Rawhide pitchers entering this series. It tossed 10 or more outings. So really since the All-Star break and since July, it's been kind of a whole new pitching staff. Celestin takes inside. One ball, one strike. But credit to the Rawhide coaching staff led by Josh Gustin Brown, the pitching coach, for keeping the pitchers together. And they've had a fantastic week. Here's the 1-1. Upstairs, two balls, one strike. Rawhide entered today just 5 runs allowed over their last 4 games. It hasn't gone all right today for Rawhide pitching, but overall, it's a great week for Visalia, who's just had been much, much better pitching-wise at home than on the road. Here's the 2-1. Ripped into right field and down for a hit. Off the wall, hustling around. St. Laurent will be sent. The throw into second's not in time, and St. Laurent will score standing up. A RBI double, 107 off the bat of Felnin Celeste. I don't know if I've seen any player come into Valley Strong Ballpark and hit more balls 100 miles an hour or plus off the bat than Celestin has this week. That was torched down the line. Straight line drive off the wall. RBI double for Celestin makes it 6-3. And Modesto's got 10 hits now today. 7 hits for Celestin. 6 of the 7, by my unofficial count, have been 100 miles an hour or harder. He is such a fun player to watch. Top 5 Mariners prospect, ranked as the number 74 overall prospect in all of minor league baseball, which is the highest ranked of any position player in the California League at the moment. Would expect to see him playing at T-Mobile Park in a few years for the Mariners. First pitch home to Ricardo Cova, foul back. There's some talent in this Nuts lineup. They've certainly been depleted with some injuries to Carlos Jimenez, Carter Durigi, Matthew Ellis called up. They've still got some talent to make a run at the playoffs. 0-1. Upstairs. 1-1. They've mostly been quieted by the great Rawhide pitching this week. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Rawhide pitching at home. 3.63 ERA, second best in the Cal League. On the road, 4.83 ERA. I mean, that's a massive difference of an earned run difference. Rawhide pitching on the road versus at home. 1-2. Just missed. 2-2. Big reason, Rawhide 13 games over 500 here at Valley Strong Ball Park. On the road, they're 8 games under, 20-28. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs. And the count full to Cova, who's got a single and a double today. The payoff. Fouled straight back. Payoff again. Fouled away. Smith deals. Low, 4. Cova boarded first on a walk. That'll put 2 on with 2 outs here in the 6th. A run across. 2-3. Modesto in front. Cesar Quintas will come to the plate. He's 1-3 today with a single. Mercado home. Strike 1 from Caswell Smith. All 3 other Cali games, evening games, those are getting started in about an hour. So if you're at home watching baseball, want some more Cal League action, tune in. 0-1. Driven high in the air to left field. De La Cruz drifting towards the line at the edge of the track. Reaches up and makes the grab. One run comes across in the 6th for Modesto. They extend their lead to 6-3. We head to the home half of the 6th on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Glaner Diaz out to work his first full inning of work for Modesto in the bottom of the sixth, with the Nuts leading the Rawhide 6-3 in the Sunday series finale. Jacque Josefa is the batter for Visalia. He's walked and reached on an error. Diaz throws. Strike one on the outside corner. Here's the 0-1 from Diaz. Flying foul. 0-2. Six runs, 10 hits. A weak high for Modesto. One error. Visalia, three hits, no errors. Rawhide got an early lead. Carlos Vierahonda, two-run blast, put them in front. Answered a solo home run by Austin St. Laurent. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, one ball, two strikes. Modesto, though, scored three in the third. Chased the starter, Logan Mercado. Ryan Piccolo had the big two RBI triple with two outs in the third. Modesto's added on a run in the fifth. Piccolo had a RBI double, and then Feldman Celestin with an RBI double in the sixth. Josefa grounds one right side into the shift. Second baseman Kova fires the first in time. One out.
Jose Alpuria
is 0-2 today, stands in. We've got some great games, some promotions coming up at Valley Strong Ballpark. Only 12 games left in the regular season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch home to Alpuria. Fouled off the netting, 0-1. Our next home stand, Rawhide will be home against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, Dodgers affiliate, from August 12th to 17th. August 14th, the Rawhide will transform into the Malmo Oat Milkers for a second season. 0-1. Flare shot foul down the right field line, 0-2. Oatly Oat Milk will be here. The MLB-wide promotion. Turn the Rawhide into the Oat Milkers. How is that possible that a bull starts producing oat milk? I don't know. Find out. The 0-2 misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Later that week, be a Mudville 9 jersey giveaway. It'll be the next day on August 15th. And then August 16th, very exciting night. Star Wars night at the ballpark. 1-2. The knees, strike three called. Alpuria down on strikes, two away. Diaz-Fran Cabezo will come to the plate. With 2 outs, bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. The Rawhide trailing 6-3. Diaz delivers. Strike at the knees, 0-1. Star Wars Night's going to include a lightsword giveaway for the first 500 fans, courtesy of Rankin Field. Definitely want to get your tickets for August 16th, because those are going to sell out. Cabeza takes low. One ball, one strike. And then the last week at Valley Strong Ballpark, Rawhide will host the San Jose Giants. Going to be a big series with playoff implications and a huge series with promotions going into Labor Day weekend. 1-1. The top of the zone for a strike, 1-2 to Cabeza. August 28th, Chris McDonald will be here. Happy Gilmore himself at the ballpark. Cannot wait for that. Been looking forward to that day all year. And I know Chris is gonna join me up in the broadcast booth here too, as well as signing autographs, singing the seventh inning stretch, hanging out with the fans. 1-2. Lined off the end of the bat down the left field line. Foul. You know, Chris McDonald, he's been everywhere. He's been on the Late Show. He's acting in the hit show Hacks right now. And he's going to be here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You'll get a celebrity as big as Chris McDonald here every day. You can get your tickets, visaliarawhide.com. 1-2 upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next night at the ballpark, August 29th, will be Toy Story Night. The Rawhide will have custom Toy Story jerseys. Those will be up for jersey auction. And I think Buzz Lightyear might be here. We've sent a request, and Buzz is checking his calendar. Pitch home is stroked into center. Feliz a few steps back, reaches up, and makes the snag. Rawhide go down in order in the sixth. We head to the final three frames. It's the Nuts in front, 6-3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Our grounds crew has been providing pillows prepared by Gower Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional marketing.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG and a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Alvin Guzman into the ballgame for Visalia on the bump. In the top of the seventh, the Nuts lead the Rawhide 6-3. Gabriel Moncada leads off for Modesto. Guzman fires home. First pitch strike on the outside corner. 13th appearance of the season for Guzman. 2.25 ERA and 16 innings of work. 10 strikeouts, 12 walks. Big righty sets and fires. Moncada slices it foul. Guzman earned a save in his last outing Wednesday night. He tossed 3 innings to finish the game, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs with the strikeouts. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Nubbed foul down the third baseline. That's a cool story for Guzman, who signed as an outfielder all the way back in July 2018. He started playing as a 17-year-old in the Dominican Summer League in his home country and got up to Visalia in 2022. He had a terrific 2023. He hit 9 home runs. He hit 14 home runs in total with Visalia. 9 home runs in 2023 as the pitch home is cut on and missed by Moncada. And there's one away. But, you know, decided it had always had the great arm strength. Decided to try pitching, move back to the Arizona Complex League. Even did a little two-way last year in the Complex League with some hits. And then this year going into spring training, focusing full-time on pitching, and I've seen very positive results. Ryan Piccolo's had a great day. Swings the first pitch and bloops one into right down for a hit. And Piccolo is a home run shy of the cycle now. still yet to get out today. Walked in the second, triple in the third, double in the fifth, and now he's got a bloop single here in the seventh. One on, one out for Jose Caguana, 0 for 1 today with two walks. What a day for Picoldo. Eleventh hit of the day for Modesto. Guzman fires upstairs, 1-0. That's Guzman. She showed he's got some high velocity command. Certainly something he's still working on, but you know it's to be expected. A converted pitcher. 1-0. Inside 2-0. Ceiling certainly very high for him as a pitcher, and that's what you're looking for in the minor leagues. Chance to get to the bigs and help the big league club long term. And Guzman certainly got a chance to do that with his arm strength and the stuff he's developed. 2-0. Inside again. 3 balls and no strikes. From Guzman. Ball four. Four-pitch walk to Caguana. He's walked 3 times today. 2 on, 1 out for Starling Aguilar, who struck out 3 times. Piccolo at second. 3 a day for Piccolo. He joins Austin St. Laurent. Those two have really carried the nuts today and Modesto to what they hope is a second win of the week to both open and close the week with wins. Go back to Modesto for a day off before playing Stockton on Tuesday with some momentum. Lefty batting Aguilar, the pitch popped up. Shallow left center, Nin going out. Coming in, De La Cruz over the center fielder, Alperia, and he'll end up making the catch, 2 away. George Feliz stands in, 1 for 3 today. He singled in the fourth. Guzman bends down, has the sign, steps up, kicks and fires. Ground ball right to the second baseman, Youngblood. Collects and fires to first. Side retired. Scoreless seventh for Guzman. He strands 2, no runs. We'll stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's 6-3 Nuts on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Home half of the seventh, it's Modesto 6, Visalia 3 on this Sunday afternoon. Justin Sanchez, the new pitcher for Modesto, fires home. And Alexander Benoit fouls it straight back. Second appearance of the week for the southpaw Sanchez. 22nd appearance of the year. Lefty deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2. 22 games for Sanchez. 4.74 ERA. 43 2/3 innings of work. 46 strikeouts. 28 walks. The pitch outside. 1-1. Sanchez looked pretty good back on Wednesday night. 3 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts. Allowed just 1 base runner. Former Texas Rangers prospect. 1-2. Inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Benoit. Visalia does not have a hit since the first inning. Just 3 hits today. 2-2. Lined into left center. Back is Quintas over his head and off the wall. Benoit hustling into second with a double. Off double for Benoit, and there is the Rawhide's first hit since the first inning. Feels like a lot more, but they're only down 3 here in the bottom of the 7th. Tying run is on deck. Diaz de la Cruz, the batter. He's 0-2. Sanchez deals. Outside 1-0. You know, Alexander Benoit was the in-and-out double-double batter. He hits a double, and someone that was very smart must have chosen him as the double-double batter today. And thanks to them, a whole bunch of fans are getting free In-N-Out double-double burgers. What a way to top off a Sunday. De La Cruz takes the ball outside. We'll give all the thanks to Alexander Benoit. Comes through with his 3rd hit of the series. 2-0 count to De La Cruz. The pitch in the dirt, 3-0 to De La Cruz. Nin is on deck in the top of the lineup for Visalia. The Rawhide have a late rally in them to keep the win streak going and make it 5 in a row. Comes the 3-0 from Justin Sanchez. Inside corner for a strike, 3-1. Sanchez at the belt. Peeks back at second. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Blows a fastball by him, and the count goes full. Payoff home. Swing and a miss. Sanchez worked his way back from 3-0 to strike out De La Cruz. One away.
Now batting here high, number 9, Gerald Nin.
Gerald Nin stands in. 0-2 today. Walked and came around to score back in the 5th. Trent Youngblood, who has a hit today on deck, followed by Vera Hondo, who's homer at the pitch. Upstairs. 1-0 to Nin. 6 runs on 11 hits for Modesto. 3 runs on 4 hits for Visalia. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball softly rolling down the first base line right to the first baseman Moncada, who steps on the bag. 2 away.
Now batting here high, number 32.
Bring up Trent Youngblood, 1-for-3 today. He singled and scored back in the 1st. Okay. Lefty on lefty matchup. Sanchez throws. Swing and a miss. Youngblood out in front of the slider. Ben Watt, third. Visalia trails 6-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. 0-1. Upstairs. One ball on strike to Youngblood. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. One-two home. This is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez nods and deals. Fouled straight back. Do the 2-2 again. The pitch upstairs. And the count full to Youngblood. Trying to work his way on base if he can. Virahondo has a home run. Would come up as the tying run. Sanchez at the belt. Kicks and fires. Low ball 4. Youngblood works a walk. Here comes Virahondo. Carlos, it is second home run of the week. A 2-run nuke. Over the left field wall, back in the first. You have another one in him to tie the game or at least keep the inning going. Soler, who has 2 home runs on the week, is on deck. 19-year-old catcher from Venezuela. The southpaw Sanchez sets at the belt, peeks back at first and fires home. Missing low, 1-0. Sanchez rocking back and forth, peeks over at first and fires. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes to Virahondo. Sanchez didn't have a walk in the 3 innings pitch against the Rawhide on Wednesday night, but his command's been a little iffy here in his first outing, first inning on Sunday. 22 pitches now in the frame, the 2-0. Catches the top of the zone just barely for a strike. 2-1. Rawhide looking for some late inning magic. The pitch fouled straight back. 2-2 to Virahondo. Ben Watt third, Youngblood at first. Tying run at the plate and Carlos Virahondo. 2-2 from Sanchez. Inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. It hit Virahondo and will load the bases. Slider got away from Sanchez. And the bases are loaded for the most dangerous power hitter in the Rawhide lineup. Jose Caguana walking on out to have a quick word with Justin Sanchez. The left-hander from Brooklyn has looked unsettled today. A double by Benoit, walk to Youngblood, and now hitting Virahondo, bringing Soler to the plate. Yasiel singled back in the first. He's 1-for-3 today, and it does not appear Austin Knight is going to let Justin Sanchez see Yasiel Soler. Just not worth it with his struggles. So that'll do it for Sanchez. Modesto goes to the pen. Bases loaded. 2 outs, bottom of the seventh. Rawhide trailing 6-3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Gene Munoz is the new pitcher for Modesto. You're in the bottom of the seventh. The bases are loaded with two outs. The Rawhide trailing 6-3. The go-ahead run at the plate in the power hitter, Yasiel Soler. He's hit two home runs this week, 11 on the season, fourth most in the Cal League. High set for the big righty Munoz. Kicks and fires. A strike down the middle, 0-1. This is Munoz's 28th appearance of the season, a 5.64 ERA, and 30 and a third innings of work, 30 strikeouts, but 31 walks. 0-1. Popped up, shallow right. Second baseman Kova back a few steps, reaches up, and makes the grab. The Rawhide leave him loaded in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth. Nut 6, Rawhide 3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network for the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Top of the eighth in Visalia. 6-3 lead for the Modesto Nuts over the Visalia Rawhide. Austin St. Laurent is the batter. Swings at the first pitch and grounds it foul. Out of the hand of Alvin Guzman, who's out for his second inning of work. St. Laurent is a triple away from the cycle. If Ryan Piccolo comes up before the end of the game, he'll have a chance to hit for the cycle as well. The pitch. Nubbed foul, 0-2. Piccolo is a home run shy of the cycle. These two, St. Laurent and Piccolo, had fantastic days. And 6 of the 11 hits for Modesto. 6 outs away from a victory to win 2 games this week in Visalia. 0-2 from Guzman. Outside, 1-1. and two strikes. St. Laurent is also a hit away from 100 hits on the season. I'd say any hit here is worth saving the baseball. 1-2. Foul tipped back off the mask of Cabeza. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, skids off the mound, charging in. Nin Fields drops it. Ooh, big scorer's decision here. St. Laurent at first. Will it be a four-hit day for St. Laurent? Or is it an E6? It took a hit off the mound. And Nin couldn't glove it. Wait the ruling. St. Laurent at first. Felton Celeste in the batter. He's 1-for-3 today. It is going to be an error. Celeste popped it up out of play. So no four-hit day for St. Laurent unless he comes back up again. Would have been his 100th hit, but might have to wait till next Tuesday at Stockton. Here's the 0-1 to Celeste. Just missed low. Celestin with an RBI double back in the sixth. He's 1-for-3 today. Walked in the third. Here's the 1-1 to Celestin. In the dirt. Down to second goes St. Laurent. The throw in time. Vera Honda throws out his fourth runner of the season. Continues to show off a nice arm. And there's one out with St. Laurent caught stealing. Perfect throw. And Youngblood applied the tag at second. Two-one to Celeste. The pitch in the dirt. Three balls and one strike. Well, final couple innings of Modesto and Visalia facing off as the Nuts enter their final month of playing baseball after 80 years for Modesto of playing baseball in the city of Modesto on the banks of the San Joaquin River. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Celestin for getting in the box too late. So that's strike two. The count now full. Here's the payoff. Outside, ball four. Celestin works his second walk of the day, and there's one on with one out here in the eighth. Modesto leading 6-3. Now, we mentioned that Modesto was a longtime affiliate of the A's. A lot of their great players that have come through and on to play for Oakland and some of the best to ever do it for Oakland and for all of Major League Baseball. Ricardo Cova, ready batter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. The great Ricky Henderson, who also played for Stockton in the California League and passed away earlier this year. Played for the Modesto A's back in 1977. 0-1. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. But, you know, it's a pretty good starting nine if you wanted to fill it out with all the great players that have come through Modesto. Joe Morgan, Reggie Jackson, Rolly Fingers on the mound, Sparky Anderson, Tony La Russa. Of course, he's had a great career as a manager as well. 0-2 misses low, one ball, two strikes. Mentioned more recently, Nolan Arenado, Charlie Blackman, Mark McGuire, Tony Bautista. Incredible players have come through Modesto over the last 80 years. 1-2. Just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Be a day of celebration on August 31st in Modesto, but it's certainly a day of sadness that so many of us in the California League will miss the Nuts and miss the stadium, miss the town, miss the atmosphere, the 2-2. driven high in the air to left. Back De La Cruz, gone. Ricardo Cova with a two-run blast. The cherry on top for the Nuts. It's 8-3. Second home run of the day for Modesto. St. Laurent opened the scoring for the Nuts with a solo blast. And Cova with a two-run homer. A breaking ball in on the hands. Strained it out. 354 feet over the wall. It's Cova's sixth home run of the season. Second most on the Nuts. He's got a double and a homer today. So it's 8-3 now. Base is cleared for Cesar Quintas, who swings at the first pitch. Pops it up. Down the right field line. Coming in, Josefa reaches up and makes the catch. Two outs.
Now batting number 44, Gabriel.
Two outs for Gabriel Moncada, who's 0 for 4 today. Well, a pretty significant last 10 minutes. The Rawhide had the bases loaded. Go-ahead run at the plate, and Yasiel Soler popped out. Modesto responds with Ricardo Cova, two-run blast, and all of a sudden a five-run lead now for the Nuts. They inch closer to a Sunday victory to salvage two games here in Visalia. Pitch home, driven high in the air to right center. Jose Alpuria back of plenty of room, reaches up and makes the snag. Side retired, a two-run blast for Ricardo Cova. Makes it 8-3 Modesto on the Rawhide Broadcast Network for the Learn for Life Press Box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51 MPG 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Bottom of the eighth, 8-3. The Nuts lead the Rawhide. Two-run blast by Ricardo Cova, putting some distance between Modesto and Visalia. Shaquille Josefa leads off the frame and takes ball one downstairs. Eight runs on 12 hits for Modesto. Three runs on four hits for Visalia. 1-0 pitch. Outside quarter for a strike, 1-1. Nuts offense came alive today after scoring just a run apiece in the last three games. Here's the 1-1 to Josefa. Swing and a miss. Gene Munoz back on the hill. He entered in the eighth with the bases loaded. Soler at the plate and got the big pop out to end the frame. Back out for the eighth. Here's the 1-2. Lined into right center. Feliz dives and makes the catch. Oh, that's spectacular from George Feliz in center. Seen some great fielding plays this week. Frank Feliz is certainly in the top three. Full extension and a little bit of a 360 rollover. Hold on to the baseball on Rob Yosef of the hit. Great ground covered by the Dominican Republic native. One out for Jose Alpuria. He's 0 for 3 today. The pitch. Strike one at the knees. I've talked a lot about Modesto today and the great players and their history. And there can be a lot of things said about the move as Ontario will join the California League next year. The 0-1 popped up into center. Feliz will have plenty of room. Reaches up and makes the grab, two away. But what's going to hurt most is the community. And that's what minor league baseball is all about. That's what it's about here in Visalia. 66 games a year, a community comes together. And there's the players, there's the baseball. But at the end of the day, especially for these towns in the Central Valley that don't have big league teams nearby, this is the community gathering spot for the summer. Pitch home to Diaz Fran Cabeza. Strike one. It's the spot where community members of different creeds come together and where it's a safe space for different groups to come together that don't have that space. The 0-1. This is low. Cabeza checks his swing. He went around 1-1. And that's what's lost. As the Nuts cease operations, new team down in Ontario, which will be about 15 minutes away from Rancho Cucamonga. It's about maybe 45 minutes from Dodger Stadium, suburbs of L.A. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball right side, diving the second baseman, Kova, can't make the play into right. It's a base hit for Cabeza, his first of the day. Alexander Benoit already has a double today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. We'll come to the plate. All you can hope for is baseball continues to hopefully grow. The sport continues to grow. Changes are inevitable. But that at the end of the day, that baseball is a sport and a gathering place in the summer that brings people together and brings communities together that otherwise wouldn't have that. Benoit takes low 1-0. And just hope that the powers that be can remember that as they make decisions about other teams in the sport in the decades to come. 1-0. On the inside corner, 1-1. Been lucky to be here in Visalia for 6 months, and Visalia is a very similar town to Modesto. Similar size. The history is long. The ballpark that's been a gathering spot for most people that are alive their whole lifetime, 80 years. Benoit swings, drives one into left. It's falling quickly and is down for a hit in front of Quintas. Two-hit day for Benoit, double and a single. There's two on and two out. Diaz de la Cruz will come to the plate. The Rawhide trail 8-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Set for Munoz. He peeks back at second. And the pitch. Inside 1-0. The good news is here in Visalia, agreement reached with the city last year. The Rawhide will be here for the long term. It's something special here in Visalia. Something that's going to be missed in Modesto. Pitch on the inside corner. 1-1. 120 teams across minor league baseball, and so many communities that are centered around the sport in the summer. 1-1. This is inside. Two balls, one strike to De La Cruz. Cabezas at second, Benoit at first. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. Rawhide trailing 8-3 in the last ever meeting after 80 years between Visalia and Modesto. 2-1. At the knees for a strike. Hanging changeup. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two for Munoz. Half swing. De La Cruz went around. Side is retired. We head to the ninth. It's Modesto 8, Visalia 3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Grayson Hitt is the new pitcher for Visalia. Top of the ninth inning, Modesto leading Visalia 8-3 on this Sunday afternoon. Ryan Piccolo is a home run away from the cycle. He'll lead off against the lefty Hitt. The pitch. Outside, 1-0. Piccolo tripled in the third, doubled in the fifth, singled in the seventh. Also had a walk back in the second. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. It's a hit away from 50 hits on the season. His 61st game today. 2-0. Inside. Oh, it hit him. Well, he's not going to get out today. Walk, triple, double, single, hit by pitch. Pretty good day at the office. The native of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Jose Caguana will stand in for one with 3 walks today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Second appearance for Hitt. He looked really good on Thursday night. 2 shutout innings, allowed just 1 base running at 5 strikeouts. Some great swing and miss stuff with his somewhat curveball slider combo, called a slur, four seam fastball and a cutter. Pitch home, cut on and missed. An elevated fastball. 0-2. 3.09 ERA now on the season for Hitt. Actually, make it a 4.74 ERA on the season for Hitt. 23 appearances. The pitch popped up. Foul down the first base line. Here's the 0-2. Outside corner, strike 3 call. 1 away. Well, it's time for our Visalia Transit drive of the game. Just like our hometown team powers through the bases, Visalia Transit keeps our community moving with safe, reliable, and affordable transportation. Whether you're headed to work, school, or the big game, let Visalia Transit be a ride to victory. Starlene Aguilar is 0-for-4 today. The lefty batter takes ball one inside. Visalia Transit drive of the game goes to Carlos Virahonda. Launched a two-run blast back in the first. His second home run of the week, his third professional home run. Give the Rawhide an early 2-1 lead. Pitch home, cut on and miss. 1-1. Modesto, though, would take the lead in the third, and they've led ever since. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to Aguilar. It's a nice bending breaking ball from hit. One, two home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider falling out of the zone. Two away. Such fun swing and miss stuff to watch from the Memphis, Tennessee native. I've got 7 strikeouts on the week. 7 of his 8 ounces recorded have been via the K. George Feliz stands in 1-for-4 today. Hit fires upstairs. 1-0. Last chance for the Rawhide in the ninth. We'll have the top of the lineup due up. Nin, Youngblood, and Virahonda. 1-0 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. High set for Grayson hit. Deep breath and deals. Swing and a miss. Back to the breaking ball. 1-2. One, two. Chopped foul. Feliz stays alive. Modesto, 3 outs away from their 17th victory in the second half and their 55th overall to, I hope, with a Fresno loss today to move 4 games back of Fresno for a playoff spot. Pichot misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rawhide will, even with a loss, only be 2 games back of either Inland Empire or Lake Elsinore for first place. Going into next week, we'll be at San Jose. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Feliz down on strikes. Grayson hits, strikes out the side in the ninth. 8 strikeouts for Grayson hit this week in 3 innings. Doesn't get much better than that. Rawhide, last chance in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 8-3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG and a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Adrian Quintana into the ballgame for Modesto. Bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for Visalia. Top of the order, Yerold Nin, Trent Youngblood, Carlos Vera Honda. Two up for Visalia. Quintana's making his second appearance of the week. He tossed an inning on Wednesday night, allowed one run on two hits. 28 games this season for the 22-year-old righty. Quintana holds a 4.12 ERA, 39 and a third innings of work. Fires a first pitch strike, out the knees to Yerold Nin. Nin is 0 for 3 today. He walked in the fifth. Trent Youngblood, Carlos Vera Honda will follow. Here's the 0-1. Half swing by Nin, and he went around 0-2. Now the Rawhide got off to a good start after Austin St. Laurent led off the game with a solo home run. Carlos Vera Honda gave the Rawhide the lead with a two-run blast. Here comes the 0-2 to Nin. Outside, one ball, two strikes, but since then just three hits for Visalia over now the last seven innings. One run and scored that lone run back in the fifth, walked and came around to score. 1-2. Lined to the third baseman, St. Laurent. Sticks out the glove, makes the grab, one out. Trent Youngblood, one for three today with a walk, will step in. Now, big days for Modesto from Austin St. Laurent. Three hits, three runs, a triple shy of the cycle. Have the solo homer in the first, double in the third, single in the sixth. Pitch home to Youngblood at the knees for a strike. Ryan Piccolo, what a big night for him as well. Home run shy of the cycle, never got out. Triple, double, single, hit by pitch, and a walk. He had the game-winning hit, a two RBI triple in the third. That put Modesto in front for good. Youngblood takes low for a three-run third inning. That's what just keep on adding a run in the fifth, run in the sixth. Two more in the eighth on a Ricardo Cova two-run homer. Cova scoring three times today with a homer and a double. The pitch. Low, two balls, one strike to Youngblood. Piccolo, three driven in with his three hits. Cova, two driven in, three runs, three hits. St. Laurent, three hits. Three runs, 12 total hits today for Modesto, a season, a week high, series high, as the 2-1 misses outside. Three balls, one strike. Aiden Butler was good, four and a third innings for Modesto, allowed just three hits, three runs, five strikeouts. Did have three walks, not long enough in line for the win, so the win will go to the next pitcher. Youngblood slaps one right side, Cova down to a knee to field, fires the first two outs. All right, down to their last out. It'll be Carlos Vera Honda coming to the plate. Glider Diaz in line for the win, and ending in two-thirds, scoreless for him. Logan Mercado in line for the loss for the Rawhide. He went 2 2/3 today, allowing four runs on five hits with three walks. Grayson hit in the ninth, the only Rawhide pitcher today not to allow a run. It's been great pitching this week for the Rawhide, but just didn't have it today. Vera Honda takes ball one low. I want to thank our whole crew this week, our director, J.T. Gomez, our producer, Andrew Thornburg, rest of our excellent Rawhide Broadcast Network crew, everyone else here in Visalia. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Appreciated Eric Lopez Abarca stepping in, making his producing debut last night as well. Comes the 2-0 to Vera Honda. On the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. It's going to be a final 2 weeks here at Valley Strong Ballpark. August 12th, the Rawhide return home to face the Quakes, and then August 26th through Labor Day weekend against the Giants. Get your tickets at VisaliaRawhide.com. 2-1. This is inside, three balls and one strike to Vera Honda. 8-3, Nuts lead, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, and the count worked full. Quintana's a strike away. Modesto will stay on the road. A commuter trip, though, just 45 minutes away from Modesto to Stockton and Banner Island Ballpark. That series opens Tuesday evening. Visalia in San Jose Tuesday night for a six-game trip. The payoff. Lines up the middle through for a base hit. Vera Honda has a two-hit day. Marcel Soler singled back in the first to extend his on-base streak to 15 games. A six-game hit streak now with a hit in every game in this series. One for four today overall. One on, two outs, ride trailing 8-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Outside, 1-0. The last two games finished under 2 hours. Today's game will finish over 3 hours. Oddity of baseball, it's untimed. 1-0. On the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Modesto, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Visalia. Here's the 1-1. Missing low, 2 balls, and 1 strike to Soler. Modesto will improve to 55-47. Visalia falling to 53-49. Ride 18-18 in the second half now. Modesto 17-19. The pitch. Popped up right side. First baseman Moncada will run out of room. Rest of the California League action starting up, so if you're watching on MILB.TV or the Bally Sports Live app, switch on over. Watch the Quakes and the Grizzlies, Giants or Ports, Storm and 66ers. 2-2. Fouled away. Day off tomorrow and then back to it on Tuesday night with 5 weeks left to go in the Cal League season. Certainly into the home stretch now. Game 102 today. 132. 2-2. Ground ball, left side. Diving Celestin under his glove into left base hit. Two-hit day for Soler, and the ball game continues. 2-1 with 2 out. Back to the 2-run home run by Ricardo Cove in the 8th that made it a 5-run game from a 3-run game. That insurance looks quite big now. Jackie Josefa the batter. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk and reached on an error, so make that 0-for-3. Lefty batter facing the righty, Quintana. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-1 to Josefa. 8 hits for the Rawhide, but only 3 runs today. 2 in the first on the Vera Honda blast, 1 more in the 5th. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Josefa. Quintana in the nuts to strike away again. O-2. Outside, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nuts looking for the final out in the final game of this Central Valley rivalry that spanned all the way back to 1946. It's final game here tonight. 1-2. Just missed outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tana sized the shoulders. Sent for the sign from Kiguana. Got it now. Sets. And throws. Outside. The count full to Josefa. If Josefa can reach, and we put Alpuria up with Cabeza on deck as the tying run. 8-3, Modesto leads. 2 on, 2 out in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the payoff pitch. Outside, check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball four. There's two outs and nobody on. Back-to-back hits. Now we'll walk. Bases are loaded with Jose Alpuria coming to the plate. And Jake Witt, the Nuts pitching coach, is going to walk on out and have a chat with Adrian Quintana. Alpuria 0 for 4 today. That's just one hit in the series. Trying to change that here. The Rawhide have a last-minute rally. Bases loaded, two outs. Visalia trailing 8-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. Rawhide have a four-game win streak on the line. Modesto trying to snag a second game. Rawhide have already won this series with their fourth win yesterday.
Now batting for your Hive, number 22, Jose Alpuria.
Alpuria 1 for 18 in the series. 195 on the season. Jake Witt back to the dugout. Quintana on the bump. He's at 27 pitches now in the frame. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one. Dios Fran Cabeza, left-hander's on deck. He's the tying run. Cabeza 1 for 4 today. Viranda at third, Soler at second, Josefa at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Alpuria. Inside corner for a strike, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1. Tano looking for the elusive last out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A bending breaking ball. 1-2. And again, the Nuts. A strike away. If there was match points in baseball, this would be match point maybe 10 or 11. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball down the third base line. It's a fair ball. Charging in St. Laurent. Throw to first. Not in time. An infield single for Alpuria. Cuts the lead to 4. And Dios Fran Cabeza comes to the plate as the tying run. That ball hit on the dirt right in front of home plate. St. Laurent fielded it on the grass. And Alpuria's got great speed. Ran it out down the line. 4 straight batters have reached, and Adrian Quintana is not going to finish this game. Wow. Austin Knight takes the ball from him. New arm coming from the pen. We'll step aside. Tying run at the plate with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Rawhide trailing 8-4 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education, completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Andrew Carson, the new pitcher for the Modesto Nuts here in the bottom of the ninth. The tying run is at the plate. The bases are loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. And Visalia trailing 8-4. Carson's had a great year, 3-for-3 in save opportunities, 16 appearances this season, 2.35 ERA for Carson, and 15 and a third innings of work. 12 strikeouts, but he does have 12 walks. Opposing batters hitting only 189, though, against Carson. And lefties, 167. Carson pitched a scoreless inning back on Friday night for Modesto with one walk. The left-hander deals front. Cabeza stands in. Cabeza is 1-for-4 today. He singled back in the eighth. The Rawhide have had four straight batters reach here in the bottom of the ninth. Carson sets and fires. Inside, check swing by Cabeza. He held up. Alexander Benoit, who has two hits today, on deck. Carson sets at the belt. The 1-0. Upstairs, two balls and no strikes to Cabeza. Soler at third, Josefa at second, Alperia at first. Two-oh pitch. Ground ball right side, right to the first baseman, Moncada. He fields it and steps on the bag. Ball game over. And the final matchup of Modesto and Visalia, the Nuts win it. It sure got interesting in the ninth. Four straight batters reached, and Cabeza came to the plate as the tying run. But a ground out to Cabeza ends the drama in the ninth. Final score, the Nuts 8, the Rawhide 4. And Modesto takes a second game this week, though Visalia still wins the series 4-2. The Rawhide fall to 53-49, 18-18 in the second half. Modesto 55-47, 17-19. Kleber Diaz earned the win. He's 3-0 on the season. Logan Mercado, the loss, 1-1. And the fourth save of the year for Andrew Carson. Crowd of 1,320 enjoyed the baseball in a game time of 3 hours and 9 minutes. Final totals again. Modesto 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. Visalia 4 hits, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Thanks to our entire crew, our director JT Gomez, our producer Andrew Thornburg. I'm Griffin Epstein. We'll talk to you again on August 12th when the Rawhide return home to face the Quakes. Until then, Visalia on the road to face San Jose on Tuesday. Modesto facing Stockton on the road on Tuesday. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. The Nuts defeat the Rawhide 8-4. So long from the Valley.